You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hello. Hello. Thursday. You're Thursday, because I always say happy Friday.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Let me ask you something. Just specifically, like an office, since we work together, an office question. Why do you get so angry in the office?
I don't.
What? This is news to me.
Like I scream when I'm on the phone?
So whenever you're on the phone, whether it's your cell phone or if it's the office phone, you're literally like yelling. You're like, what? Yes, no, welcome to I almost said Hawthorne. but yeah, how come you're so loud?
This is news to me.
It's news to me.
So basically what you're saying is you're talking about somebody else.
Well, no, yes.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought that's, I don't know. Isn't it so funny how like opposites, either in a marriage, opposites attract, or like friends, opposites attract, and like which we are, and we work together. So that's like a double whammy. But like, I feel like, well, actually, I wouldn't say that we're opposite, but we're opposite.
No, we are so opposite when it comes to things.
To certain things, but we're not in some things as well, though. But yeah, we're very opposite. I think I have, I don't have a temper.
You have a temper for really short periods. Like, you'll blow up, like, for, like, 3 minutes, and then it'll be, oh, it's true.
But I'm not loud when I'm...
Yeah, right. Oh, can I just say one thing is that for anybody that doesn't know Jet has to speak to people on speakerphone.
I don't know why.
He can't just pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
I hate phones to the ear like this. I have to. Yeah, it's always on speakerphone.
It drives me crazy because you can hear the whole conversation and you feel like you're like listening in. And it's like, I'm not supposed to know this, like, you know, kind of thing. And you're like, oh, but the whole office can hear it.
Yeah, but that's good.
Well, sometimes.
I do. I have a thing with speakerphone. I always have, I guess. You never put it on speaker.
Nope, never.
Yeah, you're always like, and you're so mousy too. You're like, your phone will ring, it's loud, and then you're like, huh? And even me in the other room, I'm like, what? Did you say hello? Anyway, little side combo. But yes, happy Thursday/Friday. I'm happy to be here, and the coffee's starting to kick in. Not enough, but
yeah. Well, today we're going to be talking about like just like relationships in general, and
I don't know if I'm qualified. I've never been in a relationship.
You are hilarious. I feel like I should brush my teeth. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, do I need to brush my teeth? Do I have coffee breath?
No, I have steak breath.
You have steak?
Okay, so I don't eat a whole lot, right? Well, anyways, so we went to. This was a few days ago, but we went to eat and Trent got prime rib. Oh. And I was looking for something to eat this morning. And then I was like, I have steak. So I was like, I'm going to have steak for breakfast.
Oh my gosh. Steak for lunch sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we're going to dinners.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you can get that later.
Steak?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to a sushi restaurant.
Well, we don't know where we're going.
Okay. By the way, I'm not a fan of sushi. I'll get like teriyaki katsu. But yeah, I don't like sushi that much.
Okay. So let's get into this topic. So
Relationships. Okay.
We already know your attachment style. We know my attachment style. They are the same. But
you know what my attachment style really is though?
What?
Connected.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that's like so important. Yeah. To have that like connection and stuff like that.
No, not even connection emotionally, just attachment. If I'm attached, that means we're connected physically. by the wrists. We're handcuffed.
Anyway, so what is your take on relationships in general? Like, what is important to you? I'm wondering.
What is important to me? Wow, I'm glad I took a sip of coffee for that one. That's a good one. I don't know. I think when you're young and when you're like thinking about who you're going to spend your life with, everyone tells you there's one person out there and one person only and all that stuff. And sometimes I think it's romantic to think that there is. And if you can find that person, you're like, oh, I've traveled the seas and wandered the mountains and went through the breeze to find you. And here I am. Here's a rose petal.
That was very poetic.
Thanks. Coffee hit. And I don't necessarily know if that's true. I mean, I think it's relationships are a lot of work, a lot of intention, a lot of figuring stuff out, and a lot of determination that, like, yeah, I think it's a lot of work, I guess, what I'm trying to say. And I think my take on relationship, what's important in a relationship is that work, is that both people are equally putting in that work and not just saying, like, well, we're meant to be, so it should be easy. No, I think if you find the love of your life, you need to, like, forever and consistently put in the work to ensure that they remain the love of your life. And I think what's important, like, aside from that work, that daily work, is laughter, is having fun, exploring the world or exploring whatever. And if you don't have money, exploring the town. And just, I don't know. I think if the power goes out and you don't have your phones, you don't have the TV, you don't have things to occupy you, can you sit there in the dark and with a flashlight on and have a fun conversation and laugh your ass off?
Yeah.
That's what's important to me. Or can you, like, stay up? Can you stay up all night and talk about life and talk about whatever, you know, like, and yeah, I think the simple things in life are important to me.
That's good. So in your past relationships, do you see them being different than what you actually want?
Some, yeah. Some, no. I think I've learned a lot in the past relationships of what my walls are and what my triggers are and what my insecurities are. And I think when you learn that and they cause certain things that are negative in a relationship, and God forbid if that relationship doesn't work, hopefully you can take the things that you didn't like and either scratch them or learn from them and say, hey, I didn't like this. That brought up this feeling in my mind. Why did that? Oh, it's because of this thing. Oh, I never handled that, or I never figured that out. So if I don't figure that out and I go on to the next relationship, that same thing is going to happen. So there's certain things that I got from the relationships that I hated and certain things that I love. And the certain things that I love, I'm going to definitely transfer that, you know, like going forward. But yeah, I think I've found some things that I have in my mind that when I envision a relationship that I was able to find, and some things where I'm like, what is this? What the hell? Why am I feeling this? Oh, okay. Oh, I think childhood sometimes brings up certain things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you're 25, me, I can't say when you're 25. When I was 25, you don't think about that kind of stuff. You get in a relationship and you're like, yeah, this feels good. You know, like, yeah, you're hot. Yeah, like, okay. And at least for me, now that I'm, I don't want to say older, but now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, okay, like, there's some work that needs to be done. And like, okay, I'm the way that I am. Why am the way? How come I am the way that I am?
Right.
Is it because, you know, and like, how much of that do I agree with? Or how much of that is just because I never thought about it? So I don't know. I'm just putting in the work. And I think right now I'm putting in the work as an individual. So that way I can show up the best way, yeah, that I can in a relationship.
So one thing that I learned in my relationship was that there was no compatibility when it came to, like, things that I was interested in with that other person.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like interests?
Yeah, like, we weren't compatible in the way that, like, he would like sports.
Oh, yeah.
It's not my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my thing is like something different. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Or like be very into like stocks.
And you're like, did you say stockings?
But you know what I mean? Just like stuff like that. Like it's like there's no like compatibility when it comes to like the those kind of like issues. So like if I was to like, let's say I was not married right now or divorced or something like that. I think if I was going to go find somebody else at that point in my life, that I would want to have at least those things in place where I was like, yes, we are compatible in this area. We're compatible in this area. We are compatible in this area. We like the same topics. We like the same like.
Yes. You know, I think there has to be a foundation of certain interests or certain beliefs too. I think beliefs are a big one.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if people can be like different. And I don't want to talk about politics. I don't know if people can be different political things. I think it could work. But like, yeah. Like I think there's little things where I'm like, I love playing guitar. So like, I don't think my woman has to love playing guitar. She's probably not going to have that interest. If I go, oh my gosh, look at 1982 Stevie Ray Vaughan. Look at how this solo is. And she's going to be like, oh gosh. But then if I said like, hey, I wrote this song for you, I think she would appreciate that. Like, I, you know.
Yeah. And there's a difference between like you like the guitar, you play the guitar.
Yeah.
Somebody over here, for example, loves listening to you play the guitar, but isn't like, I don't want to learn the guitar.
Exactly. Exactly. There's still that shared interest.
And I'm saying this because when I hold the guitar, he's laughing because why?
Because it's so funny. There's what's called, I'm not going to bore any of the listeners here. There's what's called a bar chord. And you have to use, you have to stretch your hand pretty far. And for me, it's so, I've been doing it for 12 years. And then when you did it, it was like a creature.
It was kind of crazy because like my hands are so small that it doesn't work. Like if I was going to do it, I would probably need like a ukulele or something like
that. A ukulele would be good too because that is small. It'd be perfect for your hands.
Yeah.
I had a thought that when you were talking about that, and hopefully I'm not veering off too much in this conversation, but have you ever had like a connection with someone? You know, you don't have to have any names, but like, have you ever had a connection? Speaking of relationships, whether it was like romantically or friends, like where you could just like know what they're feeling or know what they're thinking or just like look at them and be like, I don't know. Have you ever had that like connection where you just like know and you can feel it? What? Why are you laughing?
So, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But the funny thing about that is that I thought I had that a long time, like years ago, like with my friend in Las Vegas. I thought I had that. And then I had another friend that I like totally have that with right now, like just a friend of mine. And it's just really weird because it's nothing compared to the other friendship that I had like before.
Yeah.
Like I didn't like, I couldn't like hear, like my friend in Las Vegas, I felt like, yeah, we had this strong connection, which we did, you know, and stuff like that. But it compares nothing to like the connection that I have with my other friend. Does that make sense?
Is there one that's more strong?
Well, that's it.
Sorry, I'll rephrase that. Not the friendship, but I mean like the connection that you're like, because you're saying,
well,
that's different.
Yeah, it was completely different. Like I almost feel like one of my friends, like I can feel emotions. I can feel like a soul connection. I feel like it was like divinely led. Like I am your like friend for a reason kind of thing. You know what I mean? My other friend, it was completely different, but the same. It was, I couldn't feel feelings. I couldn't tell what they were thinking, but like it was I supposed to be your friend? Absolutely. You know what I mean? And I still feel that bond with that person, but it's nothing compared to this one.
Do you think that's energy?
It's completely got to be energy because it's like I'll feel a certain way and I'll be like, why am I feeling like this? And I feel like that is that energy coming from that other person.
And especially if you know that other person. Going back to relationship, like there's like times where I'm like with a girlfriend or whatever. And if I come home, I know immediately if something's up. Now, I may not know what they're thinking. Like that connection, I don't know if I'm too familiar with.
And that's the weird part that I have. Because I feel like I can feel like all kinds of like thought processes and like.
See, I pick up on, I think I can pick up on energy, but when something's wrong, but I may not know what that thing is, like what it is. Like I've come home plenty of times. I'm like, oh, something's up. Am I in trouble? Or what the fuck happened? I know something's up. Even if it's just like, hey, and it's like, hi. You know, like just, I can look at someone, especially if I know them, and hear the way that they say hey or hi or shut up.
Well, let me ask you a question. How's my energy today?
Subdued.
Yeah, you're pretty right on. Yeah. So you do feel my energy.
Well, I spend 9 hours a day with you every day.
Yeah. So I guess that makes sense, right?
I can tell. Do you ever notice sometimes I go, Olivia, how is Olivia doing today?
I have noticed that.
Sometimes I ask that. Most of the time, if not all, maybe not all, but most of the time I ask that is because I'm picking up on an energy. I'm like, I'm wondering if you're tired, or I'm wondering if something is bothering you. And sometimes I'll go, are you okay?
Yeah. You do that.
I do that. And it's just, and sometimes I may be off on that, but, and you know, what's funny about energy is sometimes the person picking up on the energy is the one that's putting out the energy. And then they may be confused, because I think there's been times, unless it's manipulation, that very well could be. There's been times with people where I'm like, picking up on energy, and then they're like, no, I promise, everything's fine. I'm like, well, that's weird. I'm picking up on something. And then I'm like, is it me? Maybe I go into that unaware it's my energy that's the issue, and then thinking that it's them.
Well, I'm very, like, intuitive. Like, so, like, I can pick up when, like, people are like, there's something going on.
Can you pick up if I'm upset?
Oh, yeah. Every day in the afternoon when you yell on the phone.
I guess I don't try to hide that I'm upset, though. So
no.
I don't think that. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So you are a little more like you can pick up energies, I think. Because you pick up my energy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we do spend a lot of time together. But like my friends like in Las Vegas, the one I was talking about, and my other friend, like they're not around me all the time. And that's the weird part, right? Well, I guess I don't with my Las Vegas friend. I don't have that, like, where I can, like, feel their feelings or, like, what, you know, something's up or, like, I don't have that with that person. But my other friend I do, and it's just, like, weird because it's, like, I don't see this person every day.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll just know. Like, you I see every day. You know what I mean?
I'm not here.
Yeah. Well. But I pulled some things off of the computer today, and I wanted to talk about them.
AOL?
AOL is long gone. Is it still around, AOL? Yeah. Weird. Okay. So
you never knew what Ask Jeeves. I'm going.
Anyways, so these are like conversation, like topics about like relationships, like what's important, what's not important, that kind of thing. So one of them was trust and commitment. And it says that these are things that you should talk about with your either partner or your, like, whoever you're in a relationship with. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, a relationship where it's
romantic.
It could be just, like, you're in a relationship somehow with somebody. Like, if you're, well, I guess you could ask these questions to yourself. But anyway, so the first one is discuss what each person needs to feel secure, cherished, and able to rely on their partner.
See, that's good. And this is going into the relationship with intention.
Right, yeah, right.
That's good.
And I think that that's good because, like, for example, I like how it says what you need to feel secure. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, for example, I need validation. Yes. You do too. This is your work.
I do. Yeah.
I need validation. Like, it doesn't have to be like a grand, like, whatever, but like, I get really butthurt if like I do something nice for someone, for example, and there's no like reciprocal. Well, they don't have to reciprocate. I don't care about reciprocation, but like acknowledgement.
Yes. So if you make something for someone, you give them a nice card and all that stuff, it's a lovely basket. There's my cue for more coffee. Let's say it's a lovely basket. And then someone's just like, thanks.
Yeah, that's kind of flat.
Right? And some people act like that, you know? But yeah, I get that. You would want the validation that like what you did for them means a lot to them. They appreciate it, and that they, and that it made them happy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like yeah. that's, I feel like that's something that you and me both need. Like you need the validation also.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I do.
Okay. The second one is like money and work. And this says, talk about financial goals, spending habits, and how much work impacts the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a friend that works a lot.
Yeah.
And I have said to this person like a few times, actually, you're working way too hard. Like, I get that money is important, but that isn't going to make your life like you're, when you die, you're not going to be like, yeah, I was so glad I worked so much.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. And then money habits is a way too, because it's like, even if you're not into working to your fingers to the bone and all that stuff, and it's like, okay, I have a certain amount, I get by, but I have a bad habit of like, you know, eating out three times a day and then going here and blah, blah, blah. So like my income, that's pretty good, in fact, isn't, because I have terrible, you know, that's something that, that is a good thing to discuss.
Right.
You know, like how many times did you go to Cabo last year? Ugh.
Like
six?
Yeah.
Why? Well, because it was the full moon.
I love that. That's funny. But the reason that I brought, or the reason that this one is on here and I think it's important, is because if you have the same financial goals, like in life, like to like save money or to like put away for a vacation. Like, so if you want to do like vacations, have a vacation like spending
yeah.
like account or something like yeah. that. Like I have my money tied up in like here and there and everywhere kind of thing. Let it go free. I can't. But I think it's important. You know what I mean? And then if you have more money that's going to be coming in, like I have, well, there's somebody in my life right now that's going to pass away pretty quick. You know, I talked about that with you. But anyways, there's more money in my bank account for that, which I'm not looking forward to this person yeah. passing away. But like, but there is like, you know, I am in the will for that and that kind of thing. And then like, for example, like I have an inheritance. I don't know if you have an inheritance coming. My inheritance is pretty big. You know what I mean? So it's like, at least for the future, I can say, okay, for the future, I'm going to have enough money to like survive on, even if I didn't have yes. a job, because yeah. I would have a ton of money that I could put down on a house or something like that. You know,
I knew a guy once years ago, he was a younger guy too. He was like, I have enough money in my savings account to where if I lost my job, I could pay rent for a year.
See, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. So then, because how many people are paycheck to paycheck? Meaning, like, they may be doing all right and they're not like eating top ramen, but if something were to happen, boom, they have just enough for that month.
Yeah. And that's not good.
That's terrifying because yeah. anything could happen at any time.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, if you get your taxes done or whatever, if we get a nice little bonus, it's like, I'm terrible at like, oh, I should put this away because I got extra. I'm like, ooh, my checking account's fat right now.
Yeah. I remember you were talking to me about your retirement account? And I was like, Jed, you're like, I worked for the company for this long and I have this budget. And I was like, really?
Yeah. It wasn't even hard. It was like, what, a paycheck?
Yeah.
I don't even remember how much it was in there.
Anyways, that's important. Okay, so the next one is family. Explore expectations from extended family, such as in-laws, your own family, building desires. I like that because I think that's the main, I don't know, like if you have kids, if you have like, you know, if you have family that sees you all the time or,
yeah.
I mean, obviously for me, I don't. My family's out of state, so is yours.
Mine too. Well, on my dad's side, the family's out here.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay, next is sex and intimacy. It says, share feelings about sexual intimacy, how to express love, and past experience that have shaped these views. Ooh.
Past?
Yeah. I didn't think about that. I guess that is important, though.
Let me read that again. Let's see. Share feelings about sexual intimacy, how to express love, and past experience that have shaped these views. I've had that before where, you know, girlfriends have been like, hey, you know, certain things like this is, I've had this experience in the past that doesn't make me feel good, you know, and usually it's involving like, you know, something that like, you know, you don't want to be like too pushy about. And it's like, oh, that was a good thing to like, obviously I would never be pushy about anything when it comes to that. But it's like, I've had similar conversations about that where it's like, I like this, or like, oh, I'm not a fan of this. I'm like, I'm not a fan of farting. Okay. Like, Okay, so we'll leave the farts out of it. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm having such a like a weird day today. Like you were making me laugh so hard. Yeah.
But that's cool. I think that's not stuff isn't everything, but it definitely is important. And when you have that area strong and free of butt debris, then that's a good time.
Oh my gosh. Okay. The next one is fun and adventure. Discuss interests, hobbies, favorite travel destinations, and future adventures to share together. I actually really like that because then it makes you look forward to like the future and things that you get to do together. Like, for example, I like to be in nature. I love camping. I love fishing. I love like boating. I love like anything that has to do with water. I'm totally there. So whether it's a lake, stream, a beach. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh my gosh, I really want to go. Like one of my dreams, and I'm never going to do this because it's so expensive and I cannot like bring myself to be like, yeah, let's spend $2,000 on one plane ticket. That's the reason I'll never go. But it is a dream for me to go to Bora Bora.
Why? Not why that's a dream, but like if I know it's $2,000, but it'd be the time of your life.
See, and I think that that would be true, and I think it would be fun. Like, you go with somebody that you absolutely love, and you have, like, a great time, and you spend, like, all your time in those overwater bungalows, and you, like, But I cannot bring myself to spend that much money on, like, one plane ticket. Like, that is insane to me.
I get it. There's it's expensive, and especially in today's world where everything's expensive, but what do you say about like when you're working really hard and you're like, are you ever going to get to your deathbed and be like, I'm so glad I worked very hard. Are you ever going to get to your deathbed and be like, dang, I'm sure glad I didn't spend that $2,000 and go on a very nice vacation.
Okay. I guess you're right. Like, I guess because those are the memories and things that you're going to lean back on.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not going to be a work thing. It's not going to be like, you know. Okay, so the next one, and this one's important, and you kind of hit on it earlier. Explore personal and spiritual goals, as well as these align or differ between partners. I personally would never, and this is just me, I would never like be in a relationship with somebody who wasn't the same religion as me. And that's just me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you believe in different things, you have different experiences, like when it comes to religion, and you cannot relate with the other person.
And then imagine if you throw kids in there. Not everyone's going to have kids, but how are you going to – I could see that being a barrier and a huge barrier that you're trying to raise kids and like, okay, well, I'm this religion. Oh, I'm atheist. Oh, okay. Well, what do we do about when little Gary – I don't know why I said Gary. That was a black widow. When little Gary asked about who's our creator.
Right.
Because it ain't me. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
The next one is dreams and ambitions. Discuss long-term aspirations, career plans, and how you can support each other's personal and professional growth. And I love that. I think that is so important to like support the other person in their work life.
Yes.
And to do what you can to like make them feel appreciated and just how much they mean to you.
And to reward them too with hard, like when they're doing hard work.
Yes.
Like there's been times, and hopefully I've done that as well, but like there's been times where it's like, I know you've been stressed at work, blah, blah, blah. And let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's pour a couple glasses of wine, put a movie on, eat some cheese.
Eat some cheese. You know, my really sad, depressing mood today is like being lifted, I think, because this is fun.
Good. Do you want some cheese?
No, I don't think so. Okay. The next one was conflict and communication. Discuss how both of you handle stress and disagreements, what you can do to improve communication.
Why? They handle stress very healthy.
Yeah. Ask the people in India that were talking to you the other day.
They were, I know, I feel bad.
Anyways, I think that's important because like conflict, how you handle conflict, you know, are you calm? Are you explosive? Is that a trait you like? Is that a trait you don't like? If you don't like it, then work to improve that.
Exactly. And then actually set goals for the work, because it's easy for people. I've done this in relationships too. We need to stop doing this. This is our downfall. This right here. And then it's like, okay, we know that. Next day, nothing.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, something comes up. Wait, we were just talking about this. And then we feel better the next day, right?
Right, right.
So actually, if you know conflict is an issue and you want to do it, okay, what are ways that you can get better at it?
Right.
What books are you reading? What videos are you watching? What tequila are you shooting? What a... just kidding.
But the communication part is as important, I think.
I think a healthy relationship or a healthy marriage is when no one communicates. Ever.
Okay, moving on. Okay, so these are a little bit deeper topics. Personal values. Understand each other's core values and they are what they are building their life on and how they influence your life together.
That's a big one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Core values, that's everything. Because can you imagine getting into a relationship that doesn't share those core values? I think this. Why do you think that way? Oh, okay, that makes sense. I don't agree with that 100. Like it's if you're completely off.
Right.
You know, that's...
The next one says past experiences. And this one says, discuss significant influences from childhood, previous relationships, or how these have shaped your current perspective. And I think that that's important to know because, like, for example, I grew up with a very, very, very critical father.
Yeah.
You know, and a very loving mother most of the time. And so it was more like there wasn't balance. You know what I mean? Because I was always like, okay, I'm going to shut up around my dad. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be quiet. And then I had this very loving mother, but my dad didn't raise me most of the time. And so I grew up very lopsided, if that makes sense. Yeah,
that does make sense. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got the loving part down. I'm very loving. I'm very like that kind of thing. But when it comes to like my dad, I tend to shut up. I don't tell him things. I, you know, I'm quiet. I know what to say and what not to say around him, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. The next one, I think we've already talked about this, is love languages. Love languages. Yeah. Like to talk about like each other's love language, because even if, for example, I'll give you an example. So my husband's love language is words of affirmation. Okay. That is not my love language. Like,
but you know how to adapt. Like I said, so like, yeah. If you know that, then you know, okay, this is what he needs, especially after an argument, maybe. Like sometimes I was with someone who was like, I want to feel the like connection if we're fighting, like instead of like making each other the enemy, let's connect. And sometimes when I'm pissed, I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do. And right. Then there's been times where I'm like, wait a minute, okay.
Right.
Doing it for the other person. And then when I realize, wait a minute, this is actually a healthy thing to do instead of like creating right. more distance, I'm like, so and then you maybe sometimes learn about yourself. So
yeah.
if you've ever done that, you're like, okay, I don't like words of affirmation, but I know my partner does, or my husband, or whatever it is, friend, whatever it is that you're dealing with, then you could, I don't know, it's
it makes it easier because yeah. even if you know that is not your thing and you're like, I'm just going to tell this person, like, this is what I do all the time. I was like, I tell my husband, I say, thank you for working so hard. You know what I mean? And he just like melts. He's like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet and blah. But is that my...
Say it right though too, because then you could be like facetious. You could be like, you know what? If he's not doing anything, you're like, thank you for working so hard.
Yeah, like, yeah. So it's not my thing, you know what I mean? But I have to like force myself into that. Like I have to be like, okay, I'm going to force myself to say some, you know,
and
thing
you
like
feel
that.
Better afterwards.
Yeah, but I also, and I mentioned this on another episode we did, but I think it's important to incorporate all the love languages, even in like your relationship. For yeah. example, like if you're not a gift giver, I'm not a gift giver, but I'm generous. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if I feel like it's going to lift somebody's mood, I'm going to get them a gift.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a gift giver, right? But also like if somebody comes over my house and it's like, hey, let me fix this for you or let me do this for you. I'm like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Just because yeah. I'm like, because that's my love language. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, you're going to do something nice for me. That is awesome.
That's my favorite love language too, is I like receiving gifts.
You do.
Receiving words of affirmation, receiving touch. I'm just receiving.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to be, but no, but I do like words of affirmation, like Trent does, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that.
Okay, the next one is deal breakers. And I think this one's really important. Deal breakers. Understand what each person considers a fundamental deal breaker in relationships to ensure long-term compatibility.
That's huge. That's huge. Yeah, deal breakers. I've had those conversations before. And usually they're aligned, right? But yeah, like, hey, my deal breaker is I can't date anybody that has a tattoo or even a piercing. Well,
you're out.
Luckily, I'm wearing a long sleeve.
What is one of your deal breakers?
Not being, like, I would say if someone's like doesn't care to be monogamous.
Oh.
Especially nowadays, because I feel like it's a more common thing where people are like, yeah, we're in an open relationship or whatever. Like, you know, and I think it's always been the case, but I don't know. I know plenty of people now that like do that. And they're like, well, no, this is the love of my life. This, you know, but we're just allowed to.
I don't know anybody that does that.
Oh my gosh, it's everywhere right now.
That's crazy to me.
But that's a deal breaker for me. If I'm like if I'm dating someone or whatever, I'm like, hey, so, you know, how do you feel about like one person? And they're like, no, I love everybody. I'm like, well, go love everybody away from me.
I don't know what my deal breaker would be. I don't know what it would be. Probably the religion thing.
Probably. Oh, yeah, religion.
No, the religion thing, because I couldn't be with somebody that wasn't.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
The fundamentals of certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, parenting style. If children are a possibility, discuss different parenting styles and philosophies. So the one thing that I am big about when it comes to parenting, and I don't even have kids, but the one thing I'm big about, you're not going to have 5,000 toys. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. And they're not going to be laid out everywhere.
No, definitely not. You're going to learn the cleanup method. You're going to keep them away, you know, and stuff like that. Because you have to.
Too.
Right. Because you have to teach them responsibility and that kind of thing, you know. Yeah. And if they come. Children like structure.
Yeah.
You know, they can look forward to structure.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for this. Okay. You know, I got it. And then, you know, if you do it, you're rewarded and that kind of thing. You know what I mean? I would have been such a good mom.
Yeah, yeah. You're a good mom to Peaches.
Oh, I am. I am.
You know what? I think that also what goes on that too is again, speaking on the fundamentals. I remember when I went to go see my kids a few years back, the dad, who's always been great to me, was like, and I'm not going to talk about like specifically what he had asked my opinion on, but it was very along the lines of what's going on socially and with the media and all that stuff. He was like, how do you feel about this, 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 and that? And it was very relevant to a lot of people's beliefs in today's world. And I was like, I don't align with it, you know, like blah, blah, blah. He was like, okay, that's good, because that's also how we feel. We don't, you know, you spending time with your, we don't want the kids to be raised that this is okay or that this is okay. So right. The fact that luckily I felt the same way. I was like, oh, well, you don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to teach the kid, you know, like I'm not gonna say anything along those lines, but they were worried. They were like, we don't want them to think this way. We're raising them to be this way,
right?
So I thought it's a good fundamental thing. But.
Okay, here's another one that I want to ask you. What do you think about gender roles? And there's no wrong answer to this, but like, I'm just curious what Jet thinks about this. And then I'll tell you, like gender roles in marriage.
Yeah,
like.
I think it's different. I think I grew up, my family, I grew up in a very traditional household where my mom didn't work and my stepdad worked.
Right.
And my grandparents are like that. And most of my family is like that. I think there's certain, I don't know. I think it should be equal now. Like I remember, you know, I've lived with plenty of girlfriends before and it's like, we split everything, you know, like unless like, if I made 200 grand a year and I'm with someone who's like, hey, look, I want to stay at home. And if I can do that, hey, I'll power to, you know. But also if the woman, if I'm with a woman who's like, no, I actually want to work. Dang, all power to you. I don't think that I need necessarily, you know, I think it depends on the relationship. It depends on the agreement that you have when you're talking about like spending a life with someone, as far as gender roles, I don't.
Because the reason I ask this is because a lot of people think that it needs to be equal, exactly equal. And I feel like people that are a lot younger than me mm-hmm. feel that way nowadays. Like everything's equal. We're separate. We're like, yeah, like they're just separate and there's not. And I am more of a traditional, I don't, in my relationship right now, mm-hmm. I am the disciplinarian. Yeah. I'm the one that has to keep my husband on track. I'm the one that has to like say nope to this and no to that. I don't want that role. Like I don't like if
see, I grew up in a household where that was more of like the man's side of it. You know, like my
right.
Like my stepdad was like, no, you're not getting another cat. We have four. No, we're not getting, you know, and I tend to have that kind of thing too, where I'm like, look, we are equal. Like I'll help with the dishes and all that stuff. At the end of the day, like you want to go here? No, it's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock. We're not doing that. Like I try to have a sense of a reason,
right?
With that,
and that's kind of where I kind of want to change my role. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Like I don't want to be the person in charge of everything. I don't want to be. I want somebody to be like, this is what we're gonna do, or like you can have a conversation. You know what I mean? Like. But at the same time, like, I'd rather be the one that, like, goes, okay, this is what's for dinner. Like, let me clean the house. Let me, like, the old traditional. Yeah.
That's kind of how I am, too. I think at the end of the day, maybe whether you call it gender roles, but I think at the end of the day, it's masculine energy and feminine energy. And I think, if I'm walking on the street, I'm going to be on the side where the cars are. I'm going to always open and close the door for my woman, and I'm going to pull her chair out. Like there's certain things, like, I don't expect. Like, do I expect my woman to do that for me? No. Not saying that she can't. And it's like, is that a bad thing if she did? No. But I just think that's a man thing to do.
Right.
I do fall traditionally in certain things as well, where it's like, you know, I'd love to be the one, like, if I can come home and cook a nice steak and she can clean it up, that's the way to do it. But I've also done it the other way too.
Right,
it's nothing
right.
Wrong. I don't think just because you're a man or just because you're a woman, you have to do certain things. But as a man, I think men have a tendency to want to protect and want to take care of.
And that is my next one. So my next one was, what are the key elements you look for in a relationship? And I said mine would be, there's three things. Mine would be protection. And when I say protection, I don't necessarily mean like protection, like let me shoot someone, or you know what I mean? Like,
there's a bad guy, there's an intruder.
Right. I mean, yes, that's important. But at the same time, I mean like protection, whether it be like through words or through protecting yourself, like safety wise, or protecting you, like your feelings, or
if you're going through something and. Like me, if my woman's going through something and she's feeling overwhelmed and everything, like I think a way that I could protect her is like, you got this. We're good. You're not in this alone. Yeah. That is a form of protection, but it's also a form of words of affirmation. It's a form of whatever it is that you want to define that is, but that falls under one big word, which is protection.
Right. Yeah. And then the next one would be the communication part. You have to have open communication. The next one for me would be compatibility. Yeah. And I guess the compatibility is what we talked about earlier, having the same interests, like do the same things. And even if you're not, like if I hate the guitar sound, for example, which I don't, but you know what I mean, then like, okay, learn to like that, because that is what your spouse or your friend or somebody close to you is into. So learn to have an appreciation for that.
Yes. And it may not be something that you, like there's been plenty of times where I've gone to concerts before because of girlfriends that I've had where I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to suck. And then I'm like, oh wait, this is actually kind of cool. And then, but you go into it, it's like, wait, this is someone that they like, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. So. Right. Like if you hate baseball, don't go to a baseball game. I
hate baseball.
I love baseball.
I hate anything sports. I grew up skateboard. I like individual sports. I can watch surfing and snowboarding and skateboarding. I was obviously a huge skater, but like watching football to me, oh my gosh, it's pulling teeth, man. I'd rather go to the dentist and get it cleaning than go watch
football. Oh, my gosh.
I hate sports.
Oh, that's
funny. Team sports.
No, I get it. Anyways, okay, well, this was fun. This was a good one.
This was fun. I need a coffee refill because guess what? Do you hear this? Exactly. You don't, because it's empty.
All right. Well, thanks for lifting my day, because I have been in a really, like, depressed, kind of sad mood today. So.
Well, you know what? You know what they say? I actually don't know what they say.
I was waiting for it. What do they say?
They say, when in Rome,
eat cheese.
Eat cheese. Cheese sounds really good. And you know what sounds good? A charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you said that correct.
Charcuter. Charcuterie.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we will hit you up, I guess, next Friday, right?
We will hit you up. Look at you acting hit. Hit. We're going to hit you up.
Okay.
One, two, three. Bye.